The best thing you will ever do as an influencer is to adopt the role model mindset.
Mm-hmm.
The role model mindset says, I understand people are watching, and I understand I get to choose to be an example of something for others. What is the example I want to be?
A boss babe is unapologetically ambitious and paves the way for herself and other women to rise.
Keep going and fighting on.
She is on a mission to be her best self in all areas.
It's just believing in yourself.
Confidently stepping outside her comfort zone to create her own version of success.
Vision of success.
Welcome back to the Boss Babe podcast. These mini episodes have been really well received, and I think it's because it's a really great way of learning something or getting a big aha without having to listen to a full 60-minute episode. So we're continuing that journey. This episode is a snippet from one of the bigger ones we did with Brendan Machard, and it's really all about how to become an influencer and leverage the power of social media. This is something that I'm really passionate about talking about because I believe if you have influence on social media, you can truly build a freedom-based business. You can build a business or multiple businesses off of your personal brand, and it's an incredible way of getting leads, getting clients, and really being able to become the digital CEO that I know so many of you are wanting to step into or scale into. So with that, I want to just let you dive straight into this episode, and hopefully you'll get a really great insight into what that mindset and what those steps look like. One thing that really you inspire me through in the work you do is how you've been able to build businesses in so many different areas and using so many different skills. Like we were just talking a few weeks ago about how you've really discovered you're so good at product and you're in the software space. And that probably, you know, even 10 years ago, you might have thought, I don't know if I want to be in software.
Right.
I don't know if that's coming to me. But you've been willing to see, oh, that's a way I can impact the world. So I'm going to learn how to do it. Can you speak about what it takes to really be willing to go do something that you didn't have a college degree in, but you're willing to roll your sleeves up, probably pull some late nights and learn how to do it?
Yeah. I think it begins with what's your intention for the people you want to help? Like my intention for the people I wanted to help was I want to give people the tools and the experiences that help them get better. And so, yeah, I didn't know how to build a software company, but I could see tools that were making a difference. Like Kajabi was making a huge difference in people's lives. So I invested in that. I became a big ambassador of that. I was like the first outside investor and became this huge, you know, $2 billion company. It was, oh, that's going to help the people I'm serving. I should get involved with that. Mm-hmm. I should tell them about it. I should educate them on it. And by just teaching people about the tools, it made me learn the tools. Seeing how people interacted with them, I thought, oh, I see how they interact with this product, this software, this company. Oh, if it was this way or if it was that way, and you just learn. There's no other better way to go to your customers, teach them a tool, watch them how they interact with it. Ask them, how could it be better? How could we do this better? How could this system be better? How could this tool be better? Asking, and you should learn. And then I think the other part about it is marketing. Like you all teach, like if you can master marketing, really understand copywriting, really understand emotional engagement, really understand how to help people take an idea and understand it and stick and practice it, that all comes from marketing. Once you have marketing, every company in the world wants to work with you.
Mm-hmm.
They might not know it. Like I've worked with, you know, now Masterclass, Kajabi, Circle App, VidApp, Community, the text platform right now. I'm an advisor there as well. It's like all these companies I work with, they want to work with me because I know marketing and I understand how the consumer interacts with their stuff. So if it's your own company, you go, okay, how am I going to market this? Let me really obsess about how they use it. Like Amazon kind of still looks janky. I don't know about you, but no one would ever design Amazon the way it looks now.
Yeah.
But it looks the way it does because they just keep watching how people use it and they keep iterating and making it better and better and better. But it looks the way it does because they're paying attention. How do people use this? Mm-hmm. So if you have a course or a platform or a login or a membership or a social media channel, how are people using this? What do they like? What do they not like? And keep honing that into the marketing messages, which makes the tool sell better. And then you have those two weapons. Now you can go and do anything.
The other day, the team and I were talking about how much our audience loves biohacking. And whenever we release content based around creating better habits for our lifestyle and health, you all seem to really soak it up and request more. So I wanted to share about our podcast sponsor, Prolon, today, because I've never seen a company like this. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making cells believe that they're fasting. There are so many strategic benefits to fasting, and Prolon helps you hit these goals without actually needing to fast. Prolon's five-day program includes snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasted state. And you get everything prepackaged, labeled, and ready to go, so there's no guesswork. It's super simple, and it works. Extended fasting of at least 2 to 3 days has proven to produce unique benefits like cellular rejuvenation, metabolic support, and increased cardiovascular health. So, if you're ready for a fasting program that doesn't leave you hungry or exhausted, and instead gives you more energy, I highly recommend giving Prolon a try. Right now, Prolon is offering Boss Babe podcast listeners 10% off their five-day nutrition program. Go to prolonlife.com/bossbabe. That's prolonlife.com/bossbabe for this special offer. prolonlife.com/bossbabe.
I have had a Masterclass membership for years now, and it's still one of my favorite educational platforms to this day. Masterclass is one of our podcast sponsors, and I love putting in my AirPods and listening to their latest classes on the airplane, during long travel days, or when I'm taking a solo walk and really want that dose of inspiration. If you haven't explored it yet, go to masterclass.com/bossbabe and scroll through some of the categories. I really think you'll love what you see. There are over 200 classes to pick from, with new classes added every single month. I thought Mark Cuban's recent class, Win Big in Business, was really interesting. He talks about Shark Tank, how to evaluate risk, and strategy to market smarter. It was so good. Not only does Masterclass have tangible business development classes that you can watch at your desk or listen to on the go, but it also includes classes in 10 other categories ranging from food, home and lifestyle, music, wellness, design, and so much more. With Masterclass, you get unlimited access to intimate one-on-one classes with the world's best. Plus, every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so there's no risk. Right now, our listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/bossbabe. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/bossbabe. masterclass.com/bossbabe. This year, learn from the best to become your best with Masterclass.
I think the other thing required, I mentioned earlier, is so important. You have to love people. Mm. You have to love people. A lot of influencers today who don't make it is because they love themselves. And so it's demonstration, it's portrayal, it's look at me, or here's my fancy car, my jet, or I'm starting from scratch, here's my cute breakfast, or whatever it is. But it's all about self, like, portrayal. The people who actually make it love humans. Like, we were with this group today, and when someone shared something emotional, we all like teared up.
Oh my God, the amount of times that I've never
Did you see that?
Yeah.
That magic.
It's like on cue, I'm crying. I'm like, oh my God.
The whole room, we had 30 of the biggest influencers in the world are in our mastermind, right? And everyone in that room teared up simultaneously.
Yeah.
It said, not only do we have the right people in the room, it says, oh wow, the world's most influential people really care about other humans' struggles and journeys and emotions and vulnerability. Because when one person was emotional and vulnerable, the whole room, you could feel like your heart ran, your eyes teared up. Real influencers, long-term leaders, people who make real impact, people who want to be role models, they are emotional for other people. They actually care. Otherwise, I would have stopped at how many X number of followers, X amount of money, or X amount of impact. Yeah. You keep doing it because you love people.
What stops you getting complacent?
One, continuing to care about other people. Two, learning. Always asking for learning. And three, the world. I tell a lot of influencers right now, put your damn phone down and notice the need in the world. Like, when you get away from the swiping and actually go out in your communities, read and research about the actual globe outside of your little neighborhood, and realize the world's in deep need. And when there's great need out there, your heart as a human has empathy and it says, I want to do something. I mean, I don't want to just sit here and do nothing. I mean, I live on beach. I can have a pina colada all day. It's like, no, how can I serve? Yeah. How can I learn? And I tell everyone, the best thing you will ever do as an influencer is to adopt the role model mindset. Mm-hmm. The role model mindset says, I understand people are watching, and I understand I get to choose to be an example of something for others. What is the example I want to be? no one says in their head, well, some people do, but I don't want to be an example of gross abundance. Mm-hmm. No, it's like, I want to be an example of resilience and strength and following your dream. I'll be an example of caring for people and kindness and compassion and values, you know, love, truth, freedom, responsibility, respect. Like, we want to be an example of those things. And if each day you realize you get to be an example for somebody, now you're more fired up. Yes. Like this interview, I'm not thinking of like, how's Brendon Burchard doing? I'm thinking of like, wow, I wish I could hear this. Mm-hmm. I wish I had the example of someone doing what you two are doing back in the day when I began, because there wasn't this. Now there's this. And we have this opportunity to use our voice to make an impact. It's like after you have some likes yeah. or tons of money or not a lot of money, you still have to go inside and go, what makes me feel fulfilled? What is meaningful to me? And it's never going to be about self-betrayal. It's always going to be about service. I say, it's like, you want to switch your head. The minute you go from the selfie economy to the service economy, like from it's about me to it's about others, about serving others, everything changes. It's that old thing. There's two kinds of people in the world. One enters a room and goes, here I am. And the other enters the room and goes, there you are.
Yeah.
And I think the people who last go, oh, there you are. How are you doing? Yeah. What's going on with you? You know, that kind of thing.
I totally agree. And whenever I chat with people that have grown social followings, I always say, like, what's some of the things you did at the beginning of your journey that you think's really helped? And so many of them say to me, oh, I replied to every single DM. I replied to every single comment. And
I cared.
They cared, and they listened. They cared just as much when they had 100 followers as when they had 100,000.
Yeah.
And they weren't putting on an act. They were showing up in the same way, and it really, really shows. So switching gears a little, there's probably a lot of people listening to this, like, you know what? I'm ready. I've got something to give to the world. I'm ready. And you've been able to build a platform around helping people actually get there. Yeah. And from that moment of saying, you know what, I'm ready. I've got something to give to the world. I'm ready to get there. Can you talk about some of the tools and practices that help people go from I'm ready to I'm actually doing the thing?
Yeah. If we want to develop in any way, career, business, personal development, there's like six tools that help everybody. One is journaling. If you journal about your thoughts, your ideas, your dreams, what's on your mind, what you're struggling with, we know you're less stressed, less anxious, have higher life satisfaction, and have higher confidence, and you earn more. So people just need to start journaling. What we did with Growth Day is that, well, if we're going to start a personal development journal, what would that look like? And how would people use it? And the reason most people don't journal is because you face that blank page. Mm-hmm. It's like starting a new book. You're like, that's that first white page. You're like, I don't know what to do. So in Growth Day, we made these prompts, all these research-backed prompts. You press a button, and it literally gives you a statement to start journaling on. So journaling is key. All creators, all influencers, you have to journal because you don't know yourself. You don't know your values until you start journaling. The second thing is you have to score and track your habits. Like, so you want to be an influencer. Okay, score yourself that week. Track your habits that week. How much did you actually do? Otherwise, it's just ideas and concepts. So for us in personal development, it's like, how do we know how people are doing? So we did this research, high performance habits, and it's like, oh, if you practice these six habits and then you add mood, movement, sleep, and nutrition to these six habits and you track that over a period of time, we can show your income going up. We can show your confidence going up. We can show the positive relationships you have in your life going up. We can show almost every area of advancement in your life going up. But you have to track and manage it. So I'm like, okay, if you're starting, what habits should you have? Track them. We use Growth Day. There's other platforms, but track it. It's so key. The third thing is you have to have challenges, like consistent challenges. And I don't mean like you're doing a challenge as an influencer. I'm like, you have to challenge yourself to deepen your expertise in areas. Like maybe that you challenge yourself in copywriting. Maybe you challenge yourself in video. Maybe you challenge yourself in consistency. Maybe you challenge yourself in sales. But having challenges that you work through really matters. The next thing you have to have is a positive community, which we all know. You have to have other people who are striving. Yeah. You have to be around strivers.
Yeah.
Not doubters. Strivers. Be around other people who are like climbing that mountain, who are going for it, having that community support each other and self-reinforce by seeing people climb together is huge. And the last thing is mentors. You need great mentors in that area. In Growth Day, so I brought in, you know, so many of the best personal development and wellness coaches in the world. And they teach there. They're there an hour twice a week. So it's like, we're there, we're consistent. You have to take that inspiration, the strategies, the ideas from mentors. That's why people follow you. You've done it. You're sharing it. Well, we did that in personal development. So Growth Day is an app that has all those components just for personal development. And I built it after studying forever. How do people actually grow in their career or their life? These are the tools. We just want to put it in all in one because I was so tired of your personal development being, you have one app over here, you have your planner over here, you have your journal over here, you watch your courses over there and you follow these people over there. I'm like, can we just have one place? We need a home for personal development. We built it with Growth Day.
And is that like a best practice? So for someone listening that's like, okay, there's a lot of things and I know I need to be doing them. How much time do I need to allocate? Like how often should I be logging in? Like what's a really good practice that you think if you do that, you're really going to see success?
I believe you got to do one of those things every day.
Okay.
Our whole tagline at Growth Day is you have to make self-improvement a way of life.
A lifestyle.
Self-improvement cannot be New Year's. It can't be on your birthday when you get another 20, 30, 40, 50, another zero on there. It's like, no, self-improvement has to be a way of life. So touch one of those things. Journal once a day or score yourself once a day or follow a mentor once a day or engage in a community once a day. You don't have to do all of it, but do something every day. Same thing if you're an influencer in your space. Like, okay, something every day to have a touch point in this career in creating something or talking with a customer. You don't have to create something every day. Maybe you just that day you're talking with customers.
Yeah.
Next day, you create something. It doesn't have to be, it's just every, there's, it has to be a consistent thing if you want it to be big. I tell creators and influencers all the time, like, approach it like a job. Show up for it. You know, people know when they go to a job, after 5 years of a job, they keep getting raises and salaries and promotions. 10 years, raises, salaries, promotions. Our industry is just like that. Like, I can't even believe what we earn now, but we've been doing it for 15 years full time in 5 years before that writing. So it's like, okay, now it's like, how do you earn so much? I'm like, we started. And I tell you, no matter how small you start, start something that matters. Don't think you have to have it all figured out, but realize the incredible power of momentum.